This is KK7ICD. I hope those that were out were seeing the northern lights that just happened not too long ago.
Yeah, there's a high alert going on at the present time. KP5ZJO, Northern Michigan and Traverse City. At the northern lights.
Yeah, there has been. And there was a really good flare probably 20 minutes ago or so, and all the colors were visible, and it was even visible with naked eye. I don't know what you saw in Traverse. I'm up here in St. Ignace.
Yeah, there's going to be several flares throughout the night, off and on. The last one was about 25 minutes ago.
Sounds about right. I would love to stay up all night and watch them, but I have to get to work in the morning, so that's kind of problematic.
KP5ZJO, Northern Lights are in full array at the present time. Seems to be at a peak about 2:30 this morning at Traverse Bay.
KADAR-RD Mobile Monitoring.
KUFF Mobile.
Morning, Dylan. How are things? I need UMH Mobile.
Morning, Drake. Things doing pretty good. How are you today?
Well, I've got coffee, the sun and the sky is nice and orange, and I'm not super tired for once, so we're doing good right now.
I hear you on that one. Yeah, girlfriend went to bed early last night, and I said, we're going to bed early. She goes, no, you don't have to go. And I said, okay, yeah, I'm going to bed. So I went to bed early, and I woke up this morning a little bit after 5, and or a little bit before 5. And, of course, she was still sleeping. I got up and did some things, and, yeah, I got some coffee, too. And, yeah, I feel like I'm starting the day early and not actually tired this morning, which feels weird.
It's a weird but wonderful feeling. So, yeah, today I'm working in the shop. Yesterday was spent all on the road. And, and then tomorrow is going to be on the road. And then I think Thursday, too. So, I'm going to enjoy the shop time today while I got it. And, we'll go from there, I guess.
Yeah, I, it was a little slower for me yesterday, too, after last week, but getting things ready again for later this week. We had a new medical office building built that attached to our current place, and we moved the Sioux Tribe. They were up on the second floor, and half of it, they moved out to the new medical office building, and we got that space back. So we've been moving people out of our modular units into there. We got the clinic the week before, or last week, up and going, and they were operational, and it looks like this week we're going to start moving some of the admin people over. So I've been having to deal with that, and it's been interesting, to say the least. But I might be going down to Mac City today. I got some stuff I got to do down there, and today looks like if I don't do it today, it's going to be another week or so before I get to it.
Well, there you go. Now, I can't really tell if it's a good thing or a bad thing if you get to go to Mackinac City. I'm hoping it would be a good thing.
I'm not always sure. Mackinac City usually isn't too bad. We moved into the old VA clinic there earlier in the spring, but I've got some stuff I got to do there because the oncology department that was in the Avoid relocated couple months back there as well, because they got way more room there in the old VA clinic, and radiology just got set up. They were able to do their first patient yesterday, ran into some issues, which, I mean, it's going to happen in your first day, so their vendor's supposed to be coming up. I don't know if it'll be today or not, but I'm going to go down there and probably look at a few things and make sure it's not my issue, but I've got a list of stuff that's going to slow, okay, I'll send that down, hold on to it. When I get to it, I'll get it up for you, kind of a thing. And I think today will be the day, but I have to also be back at St. Ignace by 4 to do fingerprinting for my background check for the to transition to the new employer for still working at the hospital.
Ah, yes, background checks. I had to do quite a few of those for my job. So, yep, you'll have that. Well, good deal. Good to hear that stuff is rolling in the right direction over there. We just got a new guy that started yesterday. I haven't met him yet because I was on the road all day, so I'm going to meet him today. And hopefully our work volume, well, the volume on Jeff and I will decrease, and it will be spreaded out across the three of us. And then we won't be working 50-plus hour weeks.
Well, that'll be good. At least you guys will have some help. Hopefully, you'll have some help. I know how it can be bringing on new people. Luckily, where I've been at, the guy I work with there at the hospital, he's been on since I've been on. So it's been, you know, better ups and downs or disagreements, stuff like that. But all around, we do our job, get it done, you know. But bring on a new person, you know, you hope it's not going to be too big of a chore. Yeah, you'll have to show them the ropes and, you know, the idiosyncrasies, whatever you want to call it, of the way you guys do stuff and everything like that. And, you know, part of it comes down to the way that they come in with their mindset as well. But, you know, hopefully it works pretty good for you guys. What kind of requirements do you guys look for doing your job?
Mostly you just gotta pass high school, you gotta have some basic automobile knowledge, radio knowledge, stuff like that. Well, it really depends on the position you apply for, but, if you want to be a vehicle electronics technician, you gotta, yeah, it's just pass high school and, have basic or decent knowledge of vehicles and how to take them apart and put them back together again and wiring and all that sorts of stuff. Other than that, usually we'll train you on how to do it.
The name of your company again? For the company you work for, I should say. Remember, you guys don't just do auto. You do installations at EMCs and maintenance and stuff like that, don't you?
Yeah, we do more than just vehicles. We do radio systems, camera installations with Avigilon. I'm sure you've heard of Avigilon. We do those. We'll do the networking for the Avigilon pieces and all that sort of stuff. And the radio networking. Don't forget about the radio networking. That's always fun. So, yep, we do all that. And, of course, those other projects require different certifications and whatnot.
Yeah, what company do you work for? We actually have issues with our current Avigilon vendor, and we're looking at either changing or outright going to a different system.
Yep, I work for Telerad, TELE-RAD. We've been doing this stuff, the company's been doing this stuff for a really long time.
Okay, yeah, the one, I don't remember who we worked with. I assume it's not you guys, seeing as I'm pretty sure you guys don't have that many people where you wouldn't have heard about being one of your clients back in the streets. But yeah, and we've had a lot of issues down to the point where the MVRs go down and they won't send anybody for weeks, and we end up having to do maintenance on it ourselves. And it's just, yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's definitely not fun when you have an NPR go down. And usually if that happens, we're hot on the spot to go figure out what's going on. I think one of our biggest projects is the Wexford County Jail camera system. We've got 4 NPRs for them and over 200 cameras. And we almost had to get another server. It was pretty borderline with having the failovers because, of course, when you have an NVR fail, you got to set up failovers and Avigilon to the other servers. We were running out of capacity, and each server was the largest capacity server you could get, which I think was 160 terabytes, and they're just Dell PowerEdge servers, but they're only 2U's, so they don't have a whole lot of drive bays.
Yeah, the way we do ours, I won't go into too much detail. I'll go with that for Jonathan so that won't be air. But we have one side of it. We have a couple sides, just two sides. One for a smaller spot with a physical NVR, and the other one which spans across our entire wide area network, not just our location, but our other locations. I'll come back to a redundant two virtual machines that run out of our data center. So we do our own storage and stuff like that, their Windows boxes, we take care of all that. We run it off of our physical host. So they're not on their own individual thing. That also adds more redundancy to it, you know, host goes down, we can migrate it over and stuff like that. But, we only have one physical box in for a small spot. And that's the one we've had issues with in the past. It's also a critical spot with the new. We have, I don't know, I mean, you've got to imagine a health system, two floors, a long-term care facility. We've got stuff on the island, Mackinac, Disney, Rivertown. And it's, everything's all GPFN for our fiber backhaul. But, we have the dark fiber and stuff like that that we utilize as well, just to make sure, our connections are running good. We don't worry about other stuff on our system. Just other stuff picking up some network speed, but it works pretty well for us. The virtual side, we haven't really had any issues with, except for being able to come and replace cameras when we've had, power outage and lightning strikes. Other than that, I'll pass on the information. I know a while back, a few months ago, they were looking at some other solutions. Do you guys offer other stuff besides the Avigilon?
Not really, mainly because Avigilon is now owned by Motorola, and we're a Motorola service or partner, so we pretty much just do strictly Motorola. So, we don't really offer anything other than Motorola.
Okay,
all right,
good to know. If we're going to stay with Avigilon, I will pass on your guys' information. Is there somebody we should reach out to specifically for sales, or how does that work with you guys' team?
That should all be on the website. You can look on the website, you can call the number there, and it should, there's a phone tree, so you should be able to reach the right person. For up north, you want to talk to Jessica. She's our sales consultant for up north. So if you guys get in touch with her, she can get you all set up for if you guys want to upgrade or do whatever.
I'm here at work, so I'm going to down some more coffee and head in and see what stuff is not wanting to work with me. It's on my list here. 7-3, feel free to reach out. If you guys ever looking for something, another employee or something set up this way, let me know. I'm always my best brother. So, 7-3, I think gaming is the FF.
All right, sounds good, Dylan. I just pulled into the shop as well, so time to start working. 7-3, NHGMH.
NHGAD Mobile.
N8NXP from WNEQ.
Hello, Larry. W8NSA.
Morning, Jim. W8NSA from WNAQ. How are you today?
Well, I'm a little out of breath. Been out working in the garage, and it was suggested I do a transfer station trash roundup. Things they won't take at the curb too easy, and load up big black bags and drive over to Harbor. So that's what I'm up to, up and down the stairs, picking up bags from my shack and my wife's craft area and out in the garage, and it's amazing how much you could accumulate in a few months. After that, I was just checking with Chuck. He had sent an email out saying that they'd worked on the VHF repeater at in Petoskey, the 1-9, I think, and wasn't working this morning for me. So I just wanted to check the status of that. I think there was a controller that they replaced or repaired, not sure which, and I was just checking to see what the status of that was. Or, well, I think we made enough noise here to drag someone out of the woodwork. Yeah, I saw the same message on the group's IO site, and I did a quick read on it, and it was my impression that, yeah, it was back working. So, well, I won't keep you. Just thought I'd give you a shout and let you know that my radio is working. I dove back into the world of digital here, and I'm slowly learning how to manage the radio. Quite a learning task for an old guy, over.
Hey, roster that from apparently one old guy to another. I just got this DMR handheld last Christmas, so it's all new to me as well, but just trying to learn it. The nice thing is, since it's connected to the Link repeater system, I can get around northern Michigan a little bit. So just curious, Jim, are you on the District 7 talk group? I think, anyway, just wondered if you're on D7, over.
I believe I am. I'm working through a hotspot here, and yeah, that's probably the only talk group I've initially plugged into this radio.
Trying to figure all that out. I've got my receive set to promiscuous mode, so I think that I get any digital traffic going through the repeater. I mean, typically you have to be on the same talk group, but depending on your receive, I just wondered, again, trying to figure this all out. So, okay, well, let you get back to your black bags. I'm out walking the dog. She's eating goose poop, so I'm trying to direct her from not doing that. So you have a great day. This is WN8Q. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Larry. Yeah, 2416, talk group 2416 is apparently the one I'm on to my hotspot. So I haven't got around. I was trying to garner up a list of other talk groups that were appropriate for our use up here. And it's out there, but it's kind of hard to find. So when I do that, I'll learn a little bit more. But I've learned something already this morning. Thank you. The term promiscuous, I remember what that was when I was 19 years old and getting the lecture, but understand what it means for DMR. So anyhow, 7-3, Larry, have a great day. W8NSA.
Hey, U8 Mobile.
N8DMH, N8NXP.
Hey, Chuck.
Well, Drake, how's the world treating you this week?
Man, I really don't know. But I'm in the shop today, and I'm out of town tomorrow, and then I'm out of town the next day, and yeah.
So you're getting a lot of windshield time.
Always. And I got a phone call. N8DMH.
N8MXP.
N8CN. You find your way there? Yeah, I did. I turned around because turning in that left lane line is so far up that hill, dude.
Yeah, it looked bad. So I made the mistake of trying to ride my bike over there one day. It was worse than being in a car.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't do that.
Yep. All right, I'm headed in. Got a 1 o'clock that starts shortly, so fluff the cushion on my chair and settle in for an afternoon of nonstop excitement. N8CN.
Good deal. And I'm not too far from the shop, so I'm jumping out, too. Thank you, Mitch.
May I ask you, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear, Toby. How's it going?
It is, but you guys haven't been doing nothing, so, yeah. Bird. Okay, am I making it in now, Joe? I haven't heard back. I don't know what's going on, but something's not right with this. Yes, you will be clear.
This is Kilo Juliet 7, Sierra Yankee X-ray.
Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel 7.
KJ7 SYX, complete same range. N9KOP WDOH.